You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I have to tell you a couple of things. Oh, first of all, let's just say that the spring cleaning cash that we were talking about a few minutes ago, we'll be back at 8:30 this morning, then 11:30, 1:30, and probably 3:30.
Hopefully. We'll let Nina know.
So that's all coming up here at Denver's Mix 100. Another pretty day today. It's going to be back in the 70s. Hooray. And Jeremy was excited because they were mentioning rain and snow later this week, but now they seem to have excised that.
Yeah, because we're doing our little happy hour on Friday, and we're like, oh no, I see little flurries on the weather map, but it sounds like 50s and sun now.
All right, good.
Which will be good, because we're going to be out in Old Town Arvada at the Schoolhouse Kitchen and Libations, starting at about 4 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
A little boys happy hour.
So come see us. I flew into Denver yesterday, got in the afternoon about 4:30-ish. By 5-ish, I was at a place where I was picking up a car that I'm going to be driving for this week. It's not a rental car. I drive cars and I write reviews of them. So I was picking that up, and so funny, I'm sitting there when I got in it, and here's the thing. I'm going to be writing a review of this car, so I don't want to say what kind it is on the air, because people will think I'm trashing it, and I'm not. It's a beautiful and remarkable car. Let me just say that. However, I got in there and I was like, how do I adjust the seats?
Sure. Yeah.
Because I reached down. It was pretty close. I mean, it's not like my knees were up in my chin, but mm-hmm. The seat was up pretty close.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, normally you just reach down to the left side of your seat, right? And there's a little knob thing and you just,
back it goes.
No knob there.
Nothing
on the front. Couldn't find any way to adjust the seat.
Yeah.
Everything on this car is controlled through a screen. So I'm like, well, let me get the owner's manual out of the glove compartment. Mm-hmm. So I reach over. There's no little button thing to open the glove compartment.
Nope.
It's like solid. And I'm feeling all... I spent a minute trying to figure out how to open the glove
compartment.
You're
like yelling at it. Maybe it's voice activated.
Yeah, it's like...
Glove box.
I needed the clapper.
Glove box now.
Finally found a little button for that. Got it open, found the little owner's manual, went to seat adjustment, and it says to do it on the screen.
Yep.
So I pulled up the screen, and I spent 10 minutes with this. All it would do is adjust things like the lumbar support. I had lumbar for days.
Yeah, you were squeezed in there.
I was the lumbar king, but there was nothing that would move the seat forward or back.
Well,
all I will say is that it took me about 15 minutes and I figured it out.
That's good.
Then there's like, boy, it's really hot. I wish I could turn this fan on. I could not figure out how to turn on the fan. I went through the owner's manual for that. Doesn't tell you really. I can't really find where you do that. Now, before you say, oh, Dom, you're old and you're stupid, I drive cars for reviews all the time. I'm in more new cars than you'll ever be in your life. And this time... they've gone too far.
Yeah, and I don't think it's the particular vehicle you're in. It is kind of across the board. I'm actually surprised that you found the owner's manual, because now I'm noticing on the newer vehicles that the owner's manual is actually within the screen as well. You've got to go through menu options
right. To
read the owner's manual, so I'm surprised they had a hard copy. But yeah, I kind of ran into this yesterday at the old Home Depot. I was picking up my mulch, 5 bags, $10. And there was this older guy who was parked next to me in his truck, and it was a brand new Tundra. And I was like, I just stopped and talked to him. I was like, that's a nice looking truck. You know, it's a new body style. It's looking real good. And, you know, older gentleman. And he's like, it's a great truck. He's like, here's one problem with it. I have no idea how to use anything inside it.
Yes. I feel his pain.
He truly said, I have had my grandkids over to help me figure out like how to put it in reverse and how to turn on the air and turn on the lights. I've been, you know, thinking about getting a new truck, and I like those little Chevy Colorados. But one of the big beefs with those is everything's on the screen now. Mm-hmm. You can't even reach over and turn on your headlights. Mm-hmm. You've got to go through menus to find your lights now.
I happen to be a big fan of knobs and switches.
I love knobs and buttons, man.
I love them, and yes. They're taking them away from us. And I have written I've written plenty of car reviews where I bitch about that a little bit. I'm like,
well,
I know you
guys. Distracting.
Exactly. If you're driving down the road, I just want to be able to reach over and do the fan, turn it down one notch.
Your headlights have always been there on the left on the little knob thing. You just click, click, on they go.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go through multiple screens to do things. I'm going to have an accident.
Yeah, it's very distracting. And then I think of, you know, I think we had a story about this a few weeks ago where a guy bought a new F-150 and the air conditioning was stuck on. And he lived in Alaska or something, and the screen went out.
Yeah.
So there was no way to turn off the air. And here he is living in an Alaskan climate, and his AC's blowing at full blast constantly, and he can't shut it off.
I know all the car manufacturers want to outdo each other with how techy they can be, but I think I speak for a lot of people when I say, just give us some buttons and some knobs. That's all we need. Some things on the screen, yes, and I've already seen some text coming in saying, oh, you rented a Tesla. It's not a Tesla. It's not a Tesla. I didn't rent it. I'm just driving it as a review for a week. It's not a rental car, and it's not a Tesla, so quit trying to guess. The point is, I know my way around these things. Usually I'm used to when I would get a car delivered for a review, I would spend 15 minutes just trying to figure out stuff. Some of them are a little bit complicated trying to put it in reverse.
Sure.
It's not as simple as it used to be.
Yeah.
And then once you learn it, you know it, you're fine.
It's insane how many features are on these things now, too, that you've got to learn and then shut off, like your lane assist.
Yeah.
You're getting too close to people. And, you know, there's massage seats now in a lot of these. My neighbor just down the street, I think he has got a, like, he had a 2005 truck and it just finally crapped out on him. And he went and bought a 2023 brand new truck. And he texted me. He's like, I feel like I'm in the USS Enterprise right now.
Yes.
He's like, it's amazing, all the features and cameras and everything now. But it's too much. It truly is too much. It's too distracting. Way too much.
So we get in today and we're laughing about this. And what do you know? I mean, it's the universe aligning. There's a story that comes out today where they quizzed people about the new car features that they struggle with. And two-thirds of people, think about that, car manufacturers, two-thirds of people say there's at least one tech feature in their car that gave them huge trouble when they first got the car. They couldn't figure out how to do it. And number one on the list was cruise control, because it used to be pretty easy. Hit this one little button, you hit that little switch, you're done.
Not anymore.
Things like Bluetooth, changing the mode of the car, like sports mode.
Yeah,
eco mode. Brake assist, lane assist, wireless chargers, electronic parking brakes, GPS. I mean, it's...
just, hey, sound like your dad here. It's just more stuff to break.
Well, that's true.
It's just more stuff to malfunction.
I mean, it's true. I mean, the cars are cool, but it's just a little much.
It's too much now. And speaking of the Teslas, my buddy has one, and he pulls up, and the best feature on that vehicle is it's got, like, speakers on the outside underneath, and it plays fart sounds.